This is the Domestic Cricket Podcast for the 6th of November. Otago ended on 12 for 2 in pursuit of the 440 that they need to beat Northern Districts at the end of the third day of their Plunkett Shield match. Jimmy Baker dismissed both openers with just 4 on the board after the home side declared their second innings on 533 for 6, Daniel Flynn and Corey Anderson both making big hundreds. Taran Nathula wrapped up the Auckland tail to end with figures of 3 for 30 as they were bowled out for 210 in their first innings against Central Districts. Then, after being asked to follow on, he took another 3 wickets as Auckland closed on 210 for 7 in their second innings, still trailing by 10 runs. Anirudh Kitching was the most impressive of the Auckland batsmen, hitting 60 in their second innings, while Bruce Martin ended on 56 not out in their first. The second round of Zimbabwe's Logan Cup began in Matare, with Mashonaland Eagles being bowled out for 343 after electing to bat against Mountaineers. Chamu Chibaba, Stuart Matsukenui and Mark Mbafana all made half centuries, while Chingi Mazakadza and Natsai Mashangwa took 3 wickets each for the home side. Mountaineers then lost 2 early wickets in their reply and reached stumps on 13 for 2. Surprise first round winners Southern Rocks were all out for just 149 on the first day against Midwest Rhinos in Masvingo. 26-year-old Michael Chinua took 5 for 30 for the visitors, while wicketkeeper Richmond Mutton Barney top scored for the hosts. Rhinos closed on 98 for 1 in their first innings, with Jake Middleborough undefeated on 44.